KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have clear skies. It's 4 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny here today with a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping the news, of house fire early this morning in Messina has claimed a life. Messina Fire Chief Drew Williams confirms to KJAN News one person has died as a result of the blaze that occurred at 208 Pine Street. The call came in just before 1 a.m. There was no other information available concerning the fatality, but Williams said that the house was fully engulfed in flames when they arrived early this morning. The state fire marshal has been called in to investigate. Prosecutors say a Cass County woman accused of lying about her young daughter's cancer diagnosis has accepted a plea deal. County Attorney Dan Feistner said late Thursday that 30-year-old Letha Slauson took the deal, but the details of it won't be released until Monday. It's unclear how Slauson will plead or what penalties she could face. Slauson is accused of telling her community that her 5-year-old daughter had terminal cancer and was collecting donations for her treatment. An investigation this year determined the child was not sick. Slauson previously pleaded not guilty to multiple charges, including child endangerment. The child and her siblings have remained in the custody of her father since Slauson's arrest on August 21st. Her trial was scheduled to have begun next Tuesday in Mills County District Court. She faces 20 charges, ranging from felony child endangerment to first-degree theft. But again, that plea deal has been reached. A traffic stop late Thursday night in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a local man on drug charges. Red Oak police say 45-year-old Robert Joe Coddington of Red Oak faces possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine, second offense, and OWI first offense charges. After Coddington was pulled over at around midnight at the intersection of Eastern Avenue and Birch Streets in Red Oak, officers found him to allegedly be in possession of meth. Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office assisted in making the arrest. Coddington was taken into custody and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was tested for OWI by the Cass County Sheriff's Office drug recognition expert. Coddington was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 cash bond. The Atlantic Police Department Thursday issued a reminder to the public about numerous telephone scams being perpetrated against citizens every day. In recent weeks, the scams have been escalating to the point that police are receiving several complaints per week. Two of the most frequent types of calls claim to be from either the IRS or from Publishers Clearinghouse. Some of the calls even used automated calling systems in order to sound legitimate. And neither the Publishers Clearinghouse nor the IRS will use a telephone to contact you with prizes won or taxes owed. Authorities say under no circumstances should you give any personal information such as your name and address or date of birth or social security number, financial information including credit card numbers, bank account numbers, or debit cards, nor should you send any cash or money orders to the person who calls. The only true way to handle those types of calls is to simply hang up. Any new calls should either not be answered if they show up from that number, or if the caller ID shows no number and is the same type of call, you simply hang up. The scammers on the other end are experts at trying to gain your confidence and compliance by tempting you to win something or by threatening you with arrest. Police say again, just hang up the phone. Authorities are aware of the scams and individual police reports are not necessary. If you have elderly family members that are unaware of the scams, be sure and sit down and explain the process with them. The scammers tend to prey especially upon the elderly. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Dolores Jacobson, age 75, of Menlo, died Monday. Funeral services for Dolores Jacobson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Menlo United Methodist Church, with a luncheon to follow at the Menlo Community Center. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. John Weitzke, age 76, of Greenfield, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral and Masonic services for John Weitzke will be today at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dennis Butler, age 74, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Dennis Butler will be today at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Beverly Harmon, age 78, of Earlham, died Monday. A memorial gathering for Beverly Harmon will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Ernest Peterson, age 86, of Elkhorn and formerly of Kimbleton, died Monday. Services for Ernest Peterson will be today at 10:30 at Bethany Lutheran Church near Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. John Mike Donahue Sr., age 78, of Des Moines, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Mike Donahue Sr. will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Donald Dean Dreher, age 79, of Fremont, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Don Dreher will be today at 1 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Betty Lou Clark League, age 85, formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Missouri. Graveside services for Betty Lou Clark League will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Earthy Bigelow, age 92, of Rural Fontenelle, died Tuesday at her home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Berthy Bigelow will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dustin Dusty Wyrick, age 28, of Omaha and formerly of Gretna, Nebraska, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dusty Wyrick will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Bernie Wetzel, age 93, who's formerly of Manning, died Tuesday in Overland Park, Kansas. Funeral services for Bernie Wetzel will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gene Dustin, age 91, of Liberty, Missouri, and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Gene Dustin will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Roy Aldag, age 98, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Roy Aldag will be on Monday at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Evelyn Embry, age 95, of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for Evelyn Embry will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Glenn Powell, age 94, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Glenn Powell are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Zayden Smith of Atlantic was born and passed away Sunday in Omaha. Services for Zayden Smith will be held Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.